front, and then we have John Dougal, who are here from their state auditor, who is going to be our helper today, so we're excited for him. And most of all, even though he just walked in the door, we'd like to thank our mayor for coming, so we'll wave to our mayor. Thank you, Mayor. So other than that, let's go ahead and get this party started, and here we go.
Alan Brad, come on forward. The format for today is we will allow the candidates 3 minutes for opening comments, 2 minutes for closing comments, and then approximately a minute per question. And we'll do a round robin. And just grab a seat. Prior to this, we drew names randomly for sitting and speaking order. You're missing one. There we go. Alan, come on forward. Okay, right here we have the candidates. We have the timer right here. It'll count down. You'll hear the shot clock go off when it expires. If the audience will then clap, if somebody starts to run long, let's just clap and thank them politely and ask them to cease. So, Brad, we'll turn the time over for your opening comments. You can stand there or stand behind the podium, whatever you prefer.
I'm just going to stand up. So. Well, thank you for coming. And I think we've had, four of these? Maybe three or four. And so I apologize to my fellow candidates. They're going to maybe hear a few things again from me. So, but I just, quick introduction, Brad Frost. I am an incumbent, and I've found that that's both a liability and a very helpful thing. And so, but I have been born and raised in American Fork. This is a little history on me. I am a business owner in American Fork. And so I've kind of taken a path of an entrepreneur, I guess, albeit a very small entrepreneur, but I'd love to have those ups and downs of controlling business and having my destiny within my hands. And so five children, born and raised as well in American Fork, and so they're still living here. They've actually been married and I have grandchildren. And so if you want to know a little bit about me and how I think and probably fiscal matters, I consider myself a fiscal conservative. I do not default to the no. I default to, in anything that I look at, I'll look at it. Well, I won't say everything. If my 15-year-old daughter wants to go to prom, I default to no. But in most cases, I want to default to, let me see, let me look, let me examine the facts, let me see what this is all about, and then I'll make a decision. And so, but I have found being a city councilman is rewarding, it's challenging, and I feel like I'm doing good in the city. I look at things. I had a gentleman that came into that called me to his home, and I went over and visited with him, and he was very explicit when he told me that he's on a fixed income. And it was very evident of his meager circumstances, and his physical health was deteriorating. He had no ability to make more money. And so when I think of things in a financial way, which is a lot of what we do, it's not everything, but it's mostly, I think of this guy and what he taught me within his living room. But then on the flip side, I have to think of one of my grandkids and your grandkids who will inherit something later on in this city. And if we continually kick things down the road, we're just kicking debt to them somewhere. Now, it might be under a street or wherever it might be. And so I feel like there's a good balance in everything that we do, and we should always try to look to that balance and to make good, wise decisions based upon accurate information. And then to think of your city, of course, and the input of that comes, and then you just make a decision. It comes down to usually yes or no, but in that process of making decisions, is a very lengthy time of gathering information. So I'll do my homework and I'll work hard to get the right things. Thank you.
My name is Rob Shelton. I was born and raised here in American Fork. I grew up on a small street in town called King Street, and I have a lot of passion and love for that street and that neighborhood. One of the reasons I decided to run for city council was because of the fiscal condition that I felt that we were in as a city. I ran 4 years ago and was fortunate to be able to be elected, and I appreciate the trust that the voters put in me back then. And I take that trust to be pretty literal and pretty serious. And so rolled up our sleeves and we went to work. And we were able to find over the last 3.5 years, $1.8 million in budget cuts that we were able to do to reallocate resources to other areas. That meant that we didn't have to just come asking the residents for more and more money. We were able to do more with less and be able to make sure we were better stewards of the taxpayers' money. One thing you'll find about me is I see things a lot of black and white. I know that might be a bad thing to admit, but I'm a very analytical individual. And so I tend to grab a hold of a topic and I go deeper than a skin deep analysis. I'll go right to the bone and try to find what the actual problem is. I don't want to just treat the symptom. I want to treat the root cause of whatever's causing the problem out there. And so for me, it's more important than just printing something that's very quick facts that are out there to be able to say what the problem is. And I had a great soccer coach in high school who always told me over and over again and drummed it in my head. It's been something that has been very helpful to me in my life. And that was a saying that anyone can make an excuse, but not everyone can make an effort. And I find a lot of times out there, we find a lot of people who are frustrated and concerned about the direction of the city. And it's important to recognize what those problems are. But I'm the type of individual who grab a hold of that problem and try to look for that solution. I'm the one who put the effort behind it to be able to research it. So as you look out there today and you look at all the problems that we have, look for someone that can be able to offer some actual solutions to our problems. Because at the end of the day, we can all become that armchair quarterback, as they call on a Monday, to be able to critique how that quarterback did on Sunday. But we all need to also look for those solutions that are available out there. I appreciate your time and coming this morning and look forward to meeting with each of you. Thank you.
I'm Alan Simpson. I'm from Oklahoma, but I've lived here 20 years and 2 months. And I've been going to city council that long, probably longer than anyone I've seen. As I've lived in the city, I've gotten more involved. I've been part of, I volunteered with a lot of things. I'm one of the guys who's just done the little things that are needed. But as I've gotten more involved, I've helped with scouts. And in the past few years, I've actually been part of Wasatch Winds. So all of you encourage your grandkids or kids to play trumpet. That's the best instrument. I'm also on the Arts Council because they needed people. I've been successful at things. I've been successful at leading people, leading teams of people who aren't used to following, to be the very best, not just in the state or region, but the entire nation. I became involved and decided to run for city council because I'm a strong fiscal conservative. Before I started knocking on doors, I already knew people who had problems. They're on fixed incomes, and incomes that they thought were likely to be enough, but as their utility costs rose, as their taxes rose, they began to have problems and concerns. And when they had to start filling out papers to get discounts because they just didn't have any more, it became a big concern for me. I got married in November, and guess who's going to be poor for the next 19 years? I'm just counting on you to vote conservatively. I'm depending on you. I really am. Our debt, when I learned that when I got married and brought my wife up from southern Utah, that all of a sudden I owed $2,200 more in debt, it became a concern for me. I'm Alan Simpson, and I sure hope for your vote. Thanks.
Good morning. It's good to see you. My name is Kevin Barnes, and if I see that clock right, it's 9 o'clock. And I really appreciate you coming this morning, because normally on Saturday, I'm just about ready to get out of bed at 9 o'clock. And that's pretty much the truth. Briefly about me, there's a brochure back there that's got a little bit more. We've been in American Fork since, boy, that's loud. We've been here since 1979. My wife and I have raised, my wife raised six wonderful children. Several of them have married people from that they knew in high school. So we now have 16 grandchildren. This group's got a few more years behind us. Any of you remember the Birds in the 60s? They sang a song called Turn, 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 or some people know it as To Everything There Is a Season. I did this to the high school kids the other day. It didn't go over very well. They don't remember that song. To Everything There Is a Season. I just felt that my season now was a chance to serve. Like you, we're all busy with our families, with our jobs, with church callings or whatever. And I've done all of that, and a little bit of that has kind of dwindled. And so now I have the time and the opportunity, and it has been an opportunity, to run for city council, and I've really enjoyed it, and I hope I have the opportunity to serve. In all honesty, that's the only reason I'm running, is to serve. I've been asked, what's my agenda? My agenda is two words, to serve. I don't have a hot button that's do or die. I don't have an issue. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not after anybody's throat. I just want to serve and help keep this a wonderful community that we've enjoyed for many, many years, and hope that we can continue to enjoy for many, many years. I think it's a wonderful community. I'm glad to be from here. And again, thank you very much for coming.
Rob, you have the mic this time. So this question is going to go to Rob, then Alan, then Kevin, then Brad. So it'll be the rotation. Question number one, how much control do city councilors really have over water rates? You have 1 minute.
Thanks. Well, that's a good question. I think that it lies 100% squarely on the city council what water rates are, for better or for worse. As we had a study that was done a few years ago, we found that we were underfunding quite a bit on our water rates to be able to keep up with our water lines. To give you an idea, one of the road projects, Pacific Drive, that we just basically replaced those water lines on, the date that pipe was manufactured was 1930. Take a look at some other surrounding cities. We took a lead, and yes, we had a 55% increase in our water rate, but guess what? Orem's looking at a 63% increase. Other cities around us are finding the exact same thing that's going on, but we led the charge ahead of time, and have taken advantage of various grants and other things of that nature to make good use of taxpayer money. So, answer the question, yes, it squarely lies upon our shoulders, and like Brad said, we got to make sure we're preparing for the future as well and not just digging a deeper hole.
Water rates do lie with the city council. We have bills we have to pay. We have really, really good water. My dad, when he would visit from Boise, would take back 5 gallons of it, which is kind of weird, but it does taste better than his water. We did, to pay for these things, the bond and the maintenance, which are necessary, especially for water, one of our highest priorities, we pay money. Well, the source we are getting that money from dropped during the Depression. And this study was done, and I heard, anyway, that the study was done because it was necessary. We had to add fees to the price of the water to pay these necessary bills. As we've come out, that hasn't been necessary. That those funds have come up, and those fees don't need to be quite as high. The city council has had the opportunity to level those out, or even drop them back to the 2014 levels. These are important.
I think we all agree that we hate to pay taxes and fees, but we also understand that there's a price associated with everything. And I think those three have already addressed it pretty doggone good, but water is important. I asked the kids in the high school the other day, which is more important, water or roads? Now, high school kids love to drive. We all know that. That was the dilemma for them. It has to be priorities, but water has to be a big priority. The bond was passed The money's already been spent. We've got to pay it back. We don't have a choice. We can't just immediately drop the fees to pay that bond back because we need to pay it back. So we need to look at what's going to happen after that's taken place, after the bond's paid off, and we need to continue the maintenance of it.
You know, it does fall on the city council on how we use and the water rates and how we might adjust them up or down. But there are forces beyond our control that have significant influence. The state has the ability, and they have. They will inspect our system, and they require certain things to be done to it. I think that we are beholden to the public for sure to react to that, as it's been discussed with our water rates as far as the bond to pay off. And so city council kind of takes the lead from residents. So currently where they're at now has come through a study that was done 2 years ago that was very thorough. And we saw, if I could say, a graph that was this way. It was revenues were here, and this is what we needed to continue to sustain. And there was a collision course. And so we tried to just turn the bar a little bit for a couple of years to kind of bring it in to where they're together, not to exceed it.
You want to just take just a moment to get set?
Yes, thank you. We're all 1 minute, right?
Okay. 1 minute for questions.
Okay.
Okay, this question is going to start with Alan. Go Alan, Kevin, Brad, and then Rob. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, question number two. What experience do you have to serve on the city council?
The experience I have to serve on the city council, 20 years and 2 months of city council meetings. I also have experience, again, with success, but success working with people. I've experienced paying bills. I've experienced paying bills on water rates that have gone up significantly. Those are my main significant advantages as a city councilman.
Ready. 62 and a half years of life, I think, is one experience. Raising a family is another experience. Some of you know that I've served in Scouts many, many, many years, which is helping the community and helping the young men learn about citizenship. I have served on the Planning Commission. I've been involved in other things. I was involved in a number of the discussions related to the cemetery and the expansion of the cemetery, what we need to do there. I was involved when we were building the rec center in discussions there and other things. Like you, we all live here and we all have to pay the same bills. So whatever we do affects all of us as it does you. The other experiences that I have are that I own my own business and have for many, many years.
You know, I'll just say this, and it's not to say that I have anything greater to add, but 4 years of being on the council does give me some experience with at least understanding how the city operates. It's complex. You're worrying about fire dangers and water rates, and you're worried about a rec program. And so it's a very complex mechanism, unlike any business you might understand to see. But so that, I think that my experience with business, I have my own business, and I look to cut every little penny that I can to make a profit for myself. And so I have an insight to look for waste, and it is very important to me. And I believe that one thing I have to offer as well, my experience, is that I just have a true love for the city. I want to see American Fork City prosper now and in the future. And so when I look at things, I look at the image of the city and how I can help it to prosper and help families to prosper.
My experience comes from a passion and love for the city as well. From a young age, I did a lot of volunteering inside the city. When I became an adult, I got involved at the Board of Adjustments level and served there for 8 years at the city. And then also have been on the city council the last 3.5 years because I felt again that there were some things that we could be able to change and take a different direction. Also serve on a lot of other boards and things in the community, from the Chamber of Commerce to the library to the Utah Valley Chamber to the Rotary Club to the Utah Valley State Planning Council. So being in a board position is something I'm very comfortable with, and that's a unique position because you have to learn how to work well with others. We could all get up here and promise you something, but until we get together as a group and can vote together, nothing gets done. I think that's one thing that I can be able to provide, is being able to bring people together to be able to go towards a common goal and work towards it. Thank you.
Hey, Kevin, we'll start with you. Question number 3, how has your previous service to the community prepared you to run for city council? And how many council meetings have you attended before being a candidate?
I think I kind of answered that in the last one. Just my life experiences, my experiences in scouting and business experience, I think helped prepare it. How many meetings? I don't know. I've been going to meetings off and on. I won't say I've been going steady for 20 years, but I've been going off and on for many, many years to be involved in some of the issues. But other than anybody can go to a meeting and just sit there. What's important is, have you been involved? Have you helped? Have you participated? And I think in reality, all of us have. We've done different things, but we've all been involved and we've all wanted to contribute and help make this a better community. And I think we've all done that and we all want the opportunity to continue to do that.
I would say we, outside of council, previous experiences have been largely due to following my children into places of coaching, being over Little League programs, quality of life, and just, you know, being a participant with my family. It's been rewarding to see that. I feel like previous experiences have taught me to be tolerant, patient, and to be a good listener. And through those experiences of in the coaching realms and things like that, it has helped prepare me for bigger realms. And this city council, sometimes you're drinking from a fire hose, but I've learned to get comfortable with the fire hose and to be patient and to let information kind of disseminate, and then you make a good informed decision. And don't get too caught up and get thinking that you're not going to learn it. You will. It just takes time. But once you learn it, then you make a good informed vote.
I liked what Kevin said there quite a bit about going to meetings and being able to participate. I'm the type of guy that when I see a problem, I usually will voice it. And I remember being in a city council meeting where Doug Smith wanted to build their Kia dealership and to expand on that. And some current city council members at the time wanted to tell them how big a trees they had to put in there, what size, and basically block the view of all those cars that they were going to be able to sell. I couldn't just sit back there and watch that take place, so I got up during the public comment period and talked about how important that is to our community and where we maybe are overstepping our bounds and going and telling a business owner how they need to run their business with landscaping. So I try to take a more practical approach. So yes, I've been very involved in council meetings prior to my service on the city council, and really comes down to that passion and love I have for this community and trying to get back to it.
Again, I kind of answered the question before, and I can vouch. Kevin, one of the things I admired about Kevin was he was there at the city council meetings, and I recognized, because usually city people, the scouts come in, and me. And one of the things I've noticed about our city council, when I've attended, when I've had concerns or questions, and I've emailed or talked to them, they've always been respectful, and they've been good, and I just really like that. And that's something that I can follow. I care. I've been a quick learner, and I've been really good at finding correct solutions. Many times, you don't have time to be wrong. Sometimes you have time to study things out. I've been good at finding good solutions.